Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe for our That's a Wrap segment, where we officially move on from the previous game. Let's talk about some new things going on with the Patriots. They acquired a new player about 2 weeks ago. He's officially a part of the team. Aqib Talib is here.
The Patriots can finally interact with him. He had been suspended back from when he was with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Like you said, it's been almost 2 weeks since they acquired him, but now leading up to this game against the Colts, Bill Belichick has already chatted with him. Matt Patricia has chatted with him. I'm sure it's a crash course on being a Patriot and getting to know what the Patriots defense is all about. And that's what it's going to be for Talib, who's been with the Buccaneers for 4 years, steps into a new system here in the middle of the season. I think they say, hey, go cover Reggie Wayne and don't worry about too much else.
Right.
Wayne's one of the best in the league this
Absolutely,
year.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And, I think they can't ease him in. You know, he's here for 7 games. They traded for him. But I think this week, hey, go cover Reggie Wayne, and we'll take our chances with him at cornerback.
Absolutely. So we'll see what happens with that this weekend. But some other things to take note of is the offensive line and their ability to perform so well, even though being undermanned. Logan Mankins was out with an injury, so Donald Thomas and Nick McDonald stepping right in there.
Not just Mankins, but Dan Connolly left the game as well. The Patriots did go into that game on Sunday with 8 offensive linemen dressed. Sometimes they only have 7, and it really paid dividends in this game. 2 guys go down with an injury. A ton of credit to Dante Scarnecchia,
right,
who really, he gets credit every now and then, but never enough. The way they build up players, some underrated prospects, undrafted guys over the course of several years to get them in position where they can contribute, and then within a game to be able to plug guys in, and they really didn't miss a beat, both in terms of run blocking and in pass protection. It was a pretty good performance. Sometimes these names come out of nowhere, like Nick McDonald, for instance,
right,
and they perform pretty well.
Absolutely. Okay, well, let's look towards the Colts coming to town. They've got a young quarterback, rookie, Andrew Luck.
Yeah.
A lot of talent on that team. So what can we expect for Sunday?
Well, they last year the Colts were awful. The one bridge year between Peyton Manning and it turned out Andrew Luck, they've won 4 in a row. It's an exciting team and inspiring team because their coach has been out with leukemia, Chuck Pagano.
Right.
Luck has been really good as a rookie. They do have some talent. We mentioned Reggie Wayne and still some of the defensive players that the Patriots certainly remember, Dwight Freeney, Robert Mathis. They also have some Patriots, some former Patriots players. Darius Butler had 2 interceptions last week, 1 return for a touchdown. Sergio Brown's playing on special teams for that team. So it's an interesting team, an up-and-coming team. I think with the Patriots, certainly a lot of injuries they're looking at when they get on the practice field on Wednesday. This is a team that they should beat, but they are hot, and they're going to present some challenges.
Right. Well, at least they'll be back at home. That's always nice to be back
2
here at Gillette
Stadium. 2 in a row at home. How about that?
Don't get too used to it. We're going to get spoiled getting used to
right.
too many home
then
games.
two more on the road, but they'll take the home games if they can. 4:25, we should make sure we mention. Look
oh,
at
right.
your schedule magnet. It might say 1 o'clock. That's been changed to 4:25.
Been changed to 4:25, and hopefully this weather will let up. It's kind of a gloomy day here in Boston.
Last week's terrible winter weather in the middle of the week.
Right.
It led to a very nice day on Sunday. Maybe we'll get the same.
Hopefully. Keep your fingers crossed.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this segment of Toyota's Patriots Today. We'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.